This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While I advocate diversity in my yard, including the sweet-smelling clover, there are plenty of people that want a lawn. So, for you folks, the best defense against weeds is a lush lawn. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time to overseed your lawn. The soil is warm, so seeds germinate quickly. The temps, in theory, should be starting to cool and getting perfect for growing grass. Here are some tips to overseeding. Cut the grass as short as possible. It will act like a living mulch. If the thatch layer, that brown dead stuff, is thicker than a half inch, remove it. Use a vertical mower, you can rent one, and set the blades to cut the top half inch of soil. This will remove the thatch while creating grooves or slits in the soil surface, making it a great seed bed. Rake up the mess and compost the debris. You might also choose to core aerate your lawn. The goal of a core aerator is to take plugs of soil out of your lawn, literally give it some oxygen. Spread grass seed over the renovated area using a broadcast or drop-type spreader. Use 3 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet of sunny grass seed mixes, or 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of shady mixes. Apply half the amount in one direction and the rest at right angles to the first. Rake it in for good seed-to-soil contact. The seed has to be touching soil to germinate. Just tossing the seed over your grass is really a waste of time and money, as odds are it won't settle down far enough to make soil contact. You can think of it as bird food. I suggest that you buy seed from a local nursery. Tell them your sunshade conditions. Should you reseed, be sure to keep the area moist. That may mean watering twice a day. I'll have lots more information on GardenBite.com from the university-based extensions. Also, feel free to ask your local nursery. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.